Well, you're right. You're right over there. Hang on. You look like you've gone blank.
No, I have gone blank. That's what I mean. I just need a minute. You're saying yes.
Just say yes.
Just say yes to me.
Agree with
I'm
me.
I'm fucking saying. My brain is going. You're like, say yes. Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We podcasted.
Hello.
Bonjour.
All right.
Guten Tag. Oui, oui. Yes, I am well, thank you. How are you? I'm like, by the way,
yeah.
I will let you answer that.
I've had some front room redecoration done.
I've got to throw it out there. I know this is an audio podcast, yep. So this is make no sense, but you've got some excellent canvases going on the wall this week.
I know.
Put a decor going
on. I got rid of the flower.
The flower canvases. Was nice, though. The flowers
were
nice.
It was all right, but it didn't look very manly.
Wasn't didn't say it didn't place. Scream bachelor pad.
And it's only guys up in this place. Too many men, too many men, too many men. Yeah. So it's just me and my boys here, so I thought we'd make it like look a little bit more laddie, so it feels like it smells like men in here. When you walk in, just smells like arse, basically. Because there's me at it, there's my boys at it. You know, that's why I got so many fucking air fresheners everywhere. Just get rid of the stench.
Which, of
the
course,
constant smell of arse.
Makes a regular appearance on this podcast, going off behind
I
you.
I went in to check the boys the other night. I nearly died. Nearly died.
So, yeah, you've got these excellent canvases up on the
Some
wall.
Some Marvel comics.
Absolutely. A bit Iron Man action going on, and a bit of Spider-Man as well. The amazing.
Boys love it. You know?
The boys do. Boys love superheroes.
They're getting into superheroes now.
Yeah.
So, you know. And I finally filled up my picture frame on the wall.
And how long's that been up there?
It's been up there nearly 2 years. So just empty. Like, film me, please.
But the thing is, they weren't just empty.
I went and got my canvases and...
They weren't just empty. They had the you know, those little bits of paper that tell you the size of the frame. Mm. You had them in there.
So I know. It's like I had all the measurements. They were all there for me.
You knew what was going on, but just...
I never got round to it. But this week, I thought, yeah,
you've done it.
I'll do it. Because I'm feeling even better this week. Because I'm still on this kind of exercise vibe, changing
health
the
kick.
Way I eat and stuff like that. Still working out with Arnold.
Down, up, and squeeze your buttocks. Up,
down,
up, and squeeze your buttocks.
He's really been pushing me this week, so all's good. I've cut out dairy as well in the past
good
week.
God, you have changed.
So I'm not drinking full-fat milk.
Is that
now,
why this coffee
even,
tastes
not
a
even
bit
semi-skimmed
odd.
Milk? I'm on the soya.
Is this soya milk in this coffee?
Or almond milk.
Almond milk.
Yeah. So that's good. I feel less mucusy this week because I ain't got my milk.
It doesn't. It definitely has a different taste, but it's all right. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to fucking drink it. That's
no,
what
no,
I said.
It's nice. No, yeah, it's nice. No, it's nice.
What, yeah, but that, you know, I said that to someone the other. Oh, don't fucking drink
it then.
I still choose that. You know, that's what. And I feel a lot better for it.
I've got
still
to say,
losing weight. I cut my hair and beard last week.
Yeah.
Do you want a little beard story?
I'd love a beard update.
The beard!
Hey!
It's all been trimmed and cut and stuff, and I know I said I would never
let anyone
else near it after having my cheeks shaved.
Don't go there.
It's still hard for
you'll upset,
me
you'll upset
times.
Yourself.
But, you know, I went and got my hair cut the other day.
Yep.
And the lad Jordan, he did a really good job.
He's the one that messed it up, or is he the one that first did it?
He's the very first guy who I had a haircut from.
When you discovered that you could get it done for a fiver.
He's the very first time I went to that hairdresser's, he was the first one who ever gave me a cut in that particular barber's hairdressers. Hairdressers is for girls. In that barber's, right?
Yeah.
And I've never had my hair cut by him since, just because, you know, he's always tied up when I go in. But he wasn't when I went in. And what day was it last week? It was Wednesday.
Wednesday!
And he did my hair, and he's given me the best haircut I've ever had in my life.
He's very cool.
So
very
trendy. I said to him, Jordan, I like the do. I like your work.
I like your work.
I said, let me tell you a story. I came in
did
here.
Did you tell him about the beard?
Yeah, he didn't know. I said, let me tell you a story. Came in here a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I asked mate next to us here, don't look. Don't look at him.
Don't look, but matey to the left.
But him. I asked him to cut my beard. And instead of cutting my beard,
shaved it off.
He just cut my fucking cheeks off. I said I had to walk around with like this poofy goatee for a couple of months looking like a right twat. I said, so now the beard's grown back. I went, please, Jordan, can I trust you to not fuck this up?
Did you plead with him?
I was like, if you're going to do it, man, like, you, please.
Please know that this will hurt my soul.
And the guy did.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Did a good job. So I'm back on board now.
Well,
but I've decided.
Good work, Jordan.
It is a cheap beard cut, but I'm only ever going to have my hair and my beard touched by the hands of Jordan. So congratulations.
There's a sentence you didn't think you'd say out loud, is there? Looking trim, looking fresh, looking glowing.
I'm feeling good.
Been in the garden as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Cutting the lawn.
Yeah, I've been outside, but the weather hasn't been great here in the
UK. Yeah, I know, but you still seem to, like, you carry a tan.
Like,
you go outside.
I'm olive skinned anyway, so.
Yeah, but you run out in the sunshine when it comes out behind the clouds, don't you? Just 5 minutes.
Yeah. I took young Elliot to a playgroup yesterday.
Yeah.
At a church down the road. And I normally don't go because mums and toddler group, there's a couple of reasons I don't go.
Right.
The first reason is I struggle with just my two children. The noise, the banging, the moaning, the whinging, the constant drink asking, you know.
So if someone says
to me, oh, Brian, like, do you want to come along and bring your boys to a room where there's going to be 40 more children? I'm more inclined to say, no. Like, why do I want to put myself in that position? But I do it for the children because it's all about the children.
Of course.
And I take them and then I have to sit there and listen to the mums. Now, mums and dads, women and men, we're completely different species. And when you're sat there not enjoying the noise of 40 kids and listening to about 30 women chatting the same old shit, you know, and like every time they talk about a bloke, they look at you because you're the only bloke in the room. I just don't like to put myself in that situation. But I went there yesterday, walked through the door. This old lady runs the playgroup. She's like, oh, you look brown. You've been on
you do, you do.
Yeah. I'm like, Brentwood, son. That's all it is.
Just a bit of Essex sunshine.
Yeah, it's the son of Brentwood.
Yeah, but no, you're looking good. You're looking fresh, my friend. And you sound like you're full of life as well.
Do I sound less mucousy?
Less mucousy, yes, you certainly do.
We'll find out later when we start singing.
Well, you certainly will, yeah. We've got much singing to do. I didn't realise we were singing later on.
We've got a little bit.
Oh, fair.
We've got to sing the quiz and shit like that.
Very true, very true. Do we want to...
So how are you?
I'm very good. I was going to say, do you want to do Lullaby Bye? And before we forget.
Yeah, we'll forget.
And I'll tell you how my week's been.
Right, okay. All right, so last week's Lullaby Bye, courtesy of Rockabye Baby. Then Rob, if you ended the day, have you fallen asleep to this?
Yeah, this would be a nice thing to fall asleep
to. Have you?
Have I?
Yeah, if you listened to it.
I've listened to it, you know, late, but I'm too psyched up from doing the quiz and things like that, so yeah.
Well, I'm never going to have any more children, as we've just previously discussed. Yeah. I'm fine
more
with
than enough. More right? than
but
enough.
But when you have children, I want this play to them every single night.
That right. one?
Wow,
this
all
one.
Of, all of the lullabies, all of them. It was, of course, Michael Jackson. Yeah,
got a few people who got this right this week. Not there's a competition, but...
We could make it a competition if you want.
We could do. We're going to have prizes, though, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. No, won't bother.
So, I have to Ofcom and everything.
Right, now that's out of the way. How are you?
I'm all right.
How are you, me old fucker? I mean, mucker.
Good job I like you, innit? It's good job I like you. I am very well, thank you very much. Obviously, it was Father's Day on Sunday, and it was also my auntie's birthday, so we had a bit of a barbecue family do thing. It was really nice. play with Bubba and such like that and things. But yeah, actually, prior to that, I had a bit of news.
Actual news.
However, I...
Does it involve me?
No.
Well, then I...
You should be interested.
Right, all right.
You should be interested.
What is it then? What's your news?
This is where you're going to hate me, right? Because I can't say.
No.
Yeah.
Sad emoji.
Aubergine. I know. I really do want to say, and I want to tell you,
right?
But I can't yet.
Confused emoji.
Hopefully, next week on the podcast, I will be able to tell you what this news is. But it's very exciting.
I know. Look at the excitement pouring from my
oozing,
pores.
Oozing from every orifice.
From my skin.
It is very big news. And hopefully, as I say, fingers crossed, next week I'll be able to tell you what it is.
Good.
So stay tuned.
All right.
Right. You feel really let down now, don't you?
I do. It's like when someone says, I want to tell you something, but I can't. It's like... Don't fucking bring it up then. If you can't tell us till next week,
listen.
Keep shtum until next week.
Well, because then next week when you say, how has your week been? It
you
will
could
be,
say,
no.
It's been great. I've got news this week for
but
you. And then tell
lie.
Us the news instead of saying.
It'd be a lie,
I've got
it?
Great news.
But I can't tell you.
But I can't tell you.
I can't because this is this week's news.
Right.
This week's news is I have some big
he
news.
He has some news that he can't. Why can't you talk about it? Who's stopping you? Is it like secret stuff?
Yeah.
It's
like embargoed information.
Embargoed.
Yeah. I just can't say anything at this time.
All right.
Sorry. But as a
frustrated emoji.
Did you say constipated emoji?
Nope.
So yeah, listen, I'll hopefully tell you next week.
Okay.
All right. But all right. I wanted you to know.
All right, stop wagging on about the news. Not news. It's not.
All right, it's not.
It's definitely not news this week. You told us nothing. How are the foos?
Oh yeah, well that is another bit of
right.
That's the down to my week.
Right.
Because if you know that Dave Grohl broke his leg.
Oh.
Definite
foot emoji.
So he fell off stage about 10 days ago,
right.
And broke his ankle and broke his leg and dislocated his ankle.
Okay.
And therefore had to cancel number one.
It's a great clip.
Wembley.
If you've not watched it online, you should.
And
it's good.
Kudos to
carries
him.
Carries on.
Kudos to
he's
him.
He's smooth.
He did carry on the gig once he'd got a the strap on cast thing they give you when you've got a dodgy foot. And he did finish the gig for them. They all paid.
He's the daddy.
Second song as well.
He's the daddy of rock and roll, isn't he?
He is. He is pretty much the daddy of rock and roll. It was the second song in Monkey Wrench. Ran across the stage to go and play in front of the crowd to the left or right, whatever it was. Missed the edge of the stage, straight off the side. Crack, straight on his ankle.
But anyway, it's up online. Check it out.
Yeah.
At times, you know, you want to laugh. You always do when people fall over.
Of course.
But it's also Dave Grohl in a lot of pain and being an absolute rock star and just getting on with it. So I like that. But I do like a good performance faux pas video on YouTube.
Oh, there's nothing better than someone falling over on stage.
That, my friend, is the theme to this week's quiz.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 This is a quiz for my mate Rob.
So yeah, I've been having a look on YouTube this week at people falling over, like musicians falling over in particular.
Like Dave Grohl.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dave Grohl. He had to cancel his gigs at Wembley over the weekend.
And Glastonbury.
Also not playing Glastonbury. Who have they got in to replace?
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, shit. I love Florence,
I've got to say, I think I would feel slightly disappointed.
I would.
And that's nothing against Florence, because I quite
like... If I had bought my ticket to Glastonbury to see the Foo Fighters, and they've replaced the Foo Fighters with Florence...
From Motorhead into Florence, it's a bit like, you know, Ace of Spades into happiness in her like a train.
So, as always, the rules to the quiz are simple.
Excellent.
Lyric Man is going to read out some lyrics from artists who have got a performance faux pas video on YouTube. So this could be anything from, like, twisting an ankle, falling off the actual stage.
Yeah.
A la Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Any kind of stage mishap that's happened.
Fine. Okay.
Can be played here.
Okay. Right? This is going to be a wide net.
Yes. There's lots of them. I never realised how many.
I bet if you YouTube falling off stage, yeah, you get quite a lot of videos.
Question number one. Who is this artist who has had a performance faux pas?
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm gonna drink my money. I'm not gonna pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude, and I'm gonna wear it tonight. I wanna get in trouble. I wanna start a fight.
So do you reckon that is? Any ideas?
Weirdly, I think this is a song that she wrote about her actual husband / ex-husband.
Right.
So I think this is Pink.
You say Pink. You were correct.
Yes.
Pink.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm gonna drink my money. I'm not gonna pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude, and I'm gonna wear it tonight. I wanna get in trouble. I wanna start a fight. Na 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 na. I wanna start a fight. Na 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 na. I wanna start a fight.
So yeah, there's a video on YouTube from a couple of years ago, Pink performing in Hamburg, I believe, and she comes on stage to sing this song.
Yep.
And she's got like this metal ring around her, so I think she's
well, like a hula hoop.
Well, she comes to the front of the stage to get clipped onto the harness to get thrown so she can fly off the stage, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
sing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have trouble clipping the harness on, and so she throws the X up in the air to say she's not ready. Whoever yeah. was
don't pull me
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't pull me now, otherwise I will die. And
but someone saw
someone
that.
Saw the X, basically pulled it on her, and she fell off the stage. A little clip.
Let's get her out of it.
I can't feel anything. Can you take my shoe off? Sorry, y'all.
Oh. Are you okay?
Fuck, I fucking did that. Who the fuck was watching?
So,
sorry, I realised how hard I laughed at someone falling off stage and hurting themselves quite badly.
It's a proper fall.
It sounds like it.
She could have done some mega damage. But well worth a watch on YouTube. And so you
sorry,
ready?
Pink, I do. So I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing for you.
For the initial little outburst.
Yeah.
But she had a little bit of Dave Grohl in her there. You know, yeah, apologising and, you know. Anyway. Who is this artist who has had a performance faux pas?
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for, a perfect storm, cause once you're mine, there's no going back.
So there's quite a few videos of this lady on YouTube falling over, tripping, etc, etc.
See, that surprises me, because as much as she is a global superstar, that's assuming I know the answer is right here, I can't say I've ever seen any videos of her falling over. So okay. Katy Perry?
Correct, it is Katy Perry.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for a perfect storm? Cause once you're mine, there's no going back. Oh, she's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out, like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shorty's heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong.
So, you were correct, it was Katy Perry. The video I saw, she was performing a track, and she jumps on top of a giant cake.
As you do.
Therefore, covering herself in cake, therefore making that shiny stage very slippery, and she falls over numerous times with lots of people laughing. Haven't got a clip, but you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be too difficult to find Katy Perry falling over in cake.
So correct, 2 out of 2.
Thank you very much.
All right. So next artist, who has had a performance faux pas.
Get your passport and your bikini. You need a holiday. Come see me. I know you're tired of the same old scenery, and I could change all that so easily. Don't worry about a thing, girl, take a chance. I'll take you to the south of France, like can. If anybody can, I can. We can go shopping in Milan.
So what are we saying?
I thought I was quite
certain. You look confident this week, ain't you?
I am. I am pretty confident, although I started to doubt myself at the end, but I'm going to go with my instinct, which was Dizzy Rascal.
Correct. It was Dizzy Rascal. Yes.
Get your passport and your bikini. You need a holiday. Come see me. I know you're tired of the same old scenery, and I could change all that so easily. Don't worry about a thing, girl, take a chance. I'll take you to the south of France, like that. If anybody can, I can. We can go shopping in Milan.
Yeah, this is one of the best falling over videos from about 5 years ago now.
I think I've seen this one.
Where he trips over the speaker.
Yeah.
But there is also another video of him falling off a stage, but he falls down, like, vertical.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he literally steps off the stage, straight down, gets up. I'm okay.
I'm sure I've seen a video of him quite up close to the, like, the person was actually quite close to the stage.
The speaker.
And he goes, is it a uni gig or something? Yeah. It's like quite a small gig.
Performance faux pas.
Absolutely.
So
didn't you interview him once?
I did. Yeah. People call it the most distorted interview ever. Anyway, who is this musical artist who has had a performance faux pas?
She been my queen since we were 16. We want the same things. We dream the same dreams. All right. I got it all, because she is the one. Her mom calls me love. Her dad calls me son. All right. I know for sure.
Come on.
Again, I was confident at the start, and I'm fading now. But my gut reaction, One Direction.
Ooh.
Yes.
He's on it this week.
She's been my queen since we were 16. We want the same things. We dream the same dreams. All right. I got it all, because she is the one. Her mom calls me love. Her dad calls me son. All right. I know. For sure. Everybody wanna steal my girl. Everybody wanna take her heart away. Couple billion in the whole wide world. Find another one, because she belongs to me.
So this is a bit of a different video on the YouTube.
Which one fell off?
A very good video. No one fell off, but an audience member threw an object at Harry Styles' crotch, which is worth a watch because it takes him out. So, you know, also a performance faux pas because, momentarily he couldn't carry on, but he's a trooper. You know, he got over it.
Not a broken leg, but, you know.
Why would you throw something heavy at someone
who you like?
You're there. You know? Unless it was an annoyed dad with like a group of 13-year-olds, like, fuck you, Harry.
Shoe. Be easy to find though if you threw a shoe at someone, wouldn't you? Because it'd be like the only person leaving the venue with one shoe on.
Mm. It just looked like a bag of crap. Someone throwing the garbage at him right in the balls. Anyway. You could get 5 out of 5.
I know.
Fucking hell. Right.
You've jinxed it now, don't you? You know that.
Yeah, I know.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
I got got a little smile on his face.
Yeah, I was a bit that first line. I was like, I was like, oh god, no, I don't know it. But no, I know this one.
Yeah,
because this is, of course, we're talking about Mr. David Grohl falling off the stage.
Yeah,
so
correct, breaking his leg and all that shit.
And yep. such. Yeah.
So, congratulations, Rob.
Do you know what I think this has proven?
Right.
That basically I spend all my time watching people fall off stage.
5 out of 5 this week.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
That deserves a round of applause. Nay, it deserves a fucking hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fireworks for you. They have it on all the good game shows, though, don't they? You know, if you win £250,000 on Deal or No Deal, you know, you so get all fireworks. The celebrations. Who wants to be a millionaire? You got it, haven't you?
You got it now.
You know? Remember when Mo Farah won the Cube? Went all golden and shit. Yeah. You know? So, you know, celebrations.
Absolutely.
For you.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. 5 out of 5. You've had a good week.
I have.
And that was this week's quiz.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
You know what all of them are, don't you?
Yeah.
They are faux pas bastards. The faux pas bastards.
Falling off stage.
Faux pas. You're a faux pas bastards.
You faux pas bastards.
Whoop, whoop, what was that?
I fell off stage.
Oh.
The Gaslight Troubadours. Professor Elemental present Playtime! Time is limited, you know, we don't have a long while. Let's make the most of every single moment. Life gets rough, times get tough, the nights get stuffed. You can't find kindness, you can't find love, you can't find sunshine, you might just bust. We need to make our own, bake a bun fight so cakes get thrown. Whether bed sit or stately home, we're too busy living to take the throne. No work-life balance, on balance work shine, go fly bright talent, shine. Cause life on earth is so limited and mimicking it's your show, you start living it. Your time is now, try wild styles, make crowds go wild. Rewind, go find know-how, till you feel so fine and you shout so loud. Let's misbehave, let's get silly now, let's get brave. Shuffling festival mud when your head's in a muddle. Stumble with friends surrounded by love. Or a solo adventure, it's never enough. And it's never too much, whatever you love. Well, share everything when it's scary and rough. Live out a fantasy, take up an alias. Give in to insanity, do something dangerous. It's ridiculous, you're making my day. Shed your
by Troubadour and Playtime. It's a track that I thoroughly recommend you listen to again. Also, their brand new EP, which is out now
on all good download stores.
Yep.
And probably some CD stores as well, if there are any, if there are any left.
The Nanty Narkin, I believe.
Oh, what?
That's the name of the EP.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Yeah. The thing is, I'll be honest with you. Not only are they fun to listen to, but they're fun to talk about. The Gaslight Troubadours, which is a great name, rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard what they're called, the individual members of the Gaslight Troubadours?
No.
You've got Professor Singleton Purblind.
Love that.
That's one person.
Yep.
Okay. And then Lon Lippincott, which is a great name.
Love that name.
Love that. So yeah, you can check them out online. The EP's out. Oh, and by the way, thank you to them as well for letting us play the whole track this week.
We've become Twitter friends.
We have.
So, because, you know, when I find good music, and this was literally a find. I never heard of these guys 2 days ago, and I was just browsing the new releases on Deezer, because, you know, you've got to search around if you want to find good music, and that is what
good
I call
music.
Good music. So I'm a big fan of them already, and loving that brand new EP. So have we done all the shout outs we need to for that?
I think so.
We got the Twitter covered, everything.
Yeah, at the Gaslight Troubs. I think it's because not enough characters to fit the full name in. But find them on Twitter and Facebook and SoundCloud and such. So yeah, please go and check them out.
Also this week, there's just a plethora.
Oh, what a word!
Hey,
hey, a bevy.
Out there for thinking,
if you will.
I'm not sure whether I could say it again. A plethora of new music, new releases.
Yeah.
And some from people that we are really keen on.
Absolutely.
The first is Everything, a new album released. It's called Get to Heaven, and been waiting a long time for this. They are one of my favourite bands, because every album they've released, I can put myself in that moment of time when that album meant something to me.
Yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
This one is going to be exactly the same.
Out in the cold, there's an old man laying down in the flames tonight. Smiling to me, and he whistles as they're sweeping him up. All right.
Any song that has a whistle in it
is okay in my
I'm
book.
There, yeah. All the way. This is their title track, Get to Heaven. From top to bottom. I was listening, I was like, I'm so glad it's good.
I hear them pray.
If you're not a fan of them, become a fan of them this week.
Should.
Also, new music from Beck this week.
Brand new music from Beck. This is called Dreams. And I think, having heard this a couple of times now, this could be their new Loser or Sex Laws.
All right.
I think this is a big tune.
It's always been one of those artists that I can take or leave, but I am liking this.
It's just got a real fresh summery vibe about it, and I think cool. It's just, and it's that chorus is so, like a bit like everything with the whistling. It's just catchy.
Yeah,
it's just got you, you know.
So I like this a lot. Those are our honourable mentions this week.
Honourable, you know? So recommendations.
Three
of
bands.
Music you could listen to.
Three bands you can listen to this week: the Gaslight Troubadours.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep.
Beck.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. That's a triple header of music to listen to.
Did
this
you
week.
Ever want to be in a rock and roll band? I used to be in a band at school.
Really?
Like a little rock band. When I was about 14.
I laugh.
Right.
Very cautiously because I was as well.
Well, this is what I was saying. Have you ever like kind of wanted or been in one? Right. So back at school.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a rock star. All right. I was listening to... Well, it varied. I was listening to Metallica,
yeah,
a little bit of Bon Jovi, just a little bit.
Bit of Limp Bizkit?
You know, yeah, Limp Bizkit at the time. And then, you know, your Coldplays came along and stuff like that. There was four of us and we were all mates. Now, we wasn't the most popular group of lads, right?
Yeah.
You didn't get the ghouls, as they said. But we did okay.
Pretty cool.
We wasn't hated. And by the time we left school, we were kind of all kind of liked.
Yeah.
But we all kind of found out that we all kind of had similar aspirations to be a rock star, got together. So the lineup was James McDonnell on lead vocal and lead guitar.
Okay, right? Yep.
Then we had Daniel Waples on rhythm guitar.
Right.
Adam Pegg on bass.
Okay.
Myself.
BP on the tubs.
On the drums.
Yeah.
All right. And we called ourselves Wilderness.
That's a pretty cool name.
It was a cool name. And we were a cool band. We wrote original material as well as did covers.
And how old were you at this point?
We were about 14.
That's pretty cool.
We wrote a track called Home.
That's pretty cool. Have your own band writing your own stuff at 14. That's a good start. That's where bands start, though, isn't it? It's where bands come from. 14, 15 years of age and school.
Well, you know, we tried. And in 1998, we entered the school talent show. Now, talent shows at school, they're a little bit different to what they are on TV.
This is prior to anything like X Factor.
Basically, there was no winners. It was basically a show to show off your talent, if that makes sense. No winners at the end of it. It was like a show.
Like school sports day.
Anyway, before I get carried away with that, it's going to be this week's show and tell. I'm going to show you my music, man.
Come on.
Show and tell, 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 show and tell.
Show it.
Tell it. I'm going to tell it now. That's why I wasn't in a band. Right.
That's why you played the drums.
So I've been digging into the archives of the Paris Family Collection and found a clip.
Dusty CD at the back.
Yeah, found a clip of our band from that 1998 talent show. All right. And let me know what you think. Remember, in mind, we were 14.
Yep.
Not had much rehearsal.
Nope.
And I was shit on drums. Okay. But I'm also provided BBs in these clips.
Okay.
And also, apologies for the 1998 audio. It's a little bit retro. Right, just by that, can you guess what song we are playing?
Yeah!
A little bit of T-Rex.
Hey, mate, you did a good job at the start.
So I could keep a beat.
Yeah.
I could keep a beat, all right? So, what do you think?
I'm very impressed.
All right.
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't expecting a miracle. Yeah, I hope not to be rude, but you're 14.
All right, I'm going to sing a verse now.
Okay.
My verse. Hey?
What are you saying? I am more than impressed. I wasn't expecting it to sound actually that tight or actually that, you know, good.
We could have took off, mate.
You could.
So
I am very
a couple
impressed.
Of clips I've got for you. I've got another clip to play for you. And at 14 as well, you know, there wasn't really a thing when we were 14 called the internet. And there definitely wasn't a way you could search for lyrics for songs. So you literally had to listen and try and guess the lyrics. All right. Because I've listened back and the lyrics that I sing are not the lyrics, right? But it's also important when you're doing the cover to get the most important bits right. What's the part of this song that sticks out in your head?
20th Century Boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Now,
I want to be your toy.
Okay, let me play this next clip and then I'll explain. Bit you remember,
yep,
when you listen to this track, right?
Of course.
Now, all these years later, it was like it's nearly 20 years, a couple of years off 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Listening back to that today, and I thought, do you know what? I'll just check the lyrics and see what it is, because I thought singing 20th Century Boy, I Want to Be Your Toy in 1998 would have been frowned upon. Or even back when T-Rex wrote this.
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound right. 20th Century Boy, I Want to Be Your Toy.
Yeah. And I thought,
would they really write that, being a hardcore rock and roll band?
It's a bit dubious.
So I went and had a look at the lyrics today.
All right.
And they didn't write it like that. It is 20th Century Toy, I Want to Be Your Boy. The way we sang it gives a whole different connotation. And no wonder we were called gay at school. It wasn't acceptable in 1998. So anyway, and that was my rock and roll band.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wilderness.
That is pretty cool.
We will reunite one day. But that's not all, mate, because we have all gone on. We have all moved on and moved away from the band.
Yeah.
You know, gone our own ways through life. You know, there's me who sits in my living room with my best mate, Rob, who records a podcast every Tuesday. You know, I've done nearly 9-10 years on radio as well.
Yeah.
You know, so my creative side was put into that aspect.
Yeah.
All right. The bassist, Adam Pegg. No one's heard from him since about 1998 either. But I've seen that he's doing okay.
Cool.
Right? But I've got no information on Adam Pegg, the bassist.
He's okay.
There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know?
It's usually the bassist as well, actually.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. But I'm going to show you what my other two former bandmates are up to nowadays, because I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
They're a pair
The glint in your eyes.
They are a pair of talented twats, all right? First one, lead guitarist. And I always knew that this kid was going to do something good with his life, because he was a shit hot guitarist at 14. And I'm not just saying that through a 14-year-old's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, he was
quality
shit hot at the guitar, even at 14.
All right.
And I had not heard him play or really heard anything from him since I left school in about 2000.
Okay.
And then we reconnected through various means, like MySpace back in the day.
Hey.
And I found out that nowadays he's into his comedy. And he does stand-up comedy. He performs a lot in Brighton. That's where he lives.
Really?
And he's a musical comedian as well.
Oh.
I've got a little clip of him. And please go check him out on YouTube, because, like...
Is this where you're going to tell him he's at the door and he's going to come in and be part of the podcast?
No, man. I got a bit of a clip for you. But as I said, check him out.
To the stage, your headline act for the evening, Drinks McDowell! Yeah! Oh, come and find everybody this side, give me a whoop! Give me in the middle, give me a whoop! Everybody here, give me a whoop! Everybody together!
Oh, my God!
This is the beginning of my set, and I'll use it to tell you all about myself. My star sign is Virgo, and that means I can be irrational. I'm a child of divorce, and that's why I really like to torture animals. Torture animals. I want to crucify the badger. Torture animals. Torture animals.
Set fire to a snail. I waterboarded a chimp. I fed a puppy chocolate. I used cosmetic products on a bird of prey. And for all of these reasons, that's why I was fired from the RSPCA.
So, he's brilliant. He really is a cool dude.
Can we please get hold of him?
Yeah, we'll have him on because me and James used to hang around a lot when we were younger. We used to make really geeky videos. Can you remember Babylon Zoo and Spaceman?
Yes.
One day he put prosthetic makeup on and we recreated that video. Oh. There's some stories, so we'll try and do it. The rhythm guitarist, Daniel Waples.
Yeah. James is the front man?
Yeah, James is the lead guitarist.
Cool, right.
Dan was also another good friend of mine at school, and he's the one I have seen since school. We used to run into each other a lot at festivals because he used to travel around with a tea tent. So
all right, okay,
the
yeah,
festivals
yeah.
I was at, he would rock up with the tea tent and we'd catch up. But I haven't seen him for a few years now because he travels around the world playing a hang drum. Have you ever heard of
it? Yes, I love the hang drum.
He is incredible. And he's just played a festival over in America supporting the likes of Rudimental. So he's doing okay. And you can check him out, Hanging Balance. Just type that into Google. You'll get Daniel Waples. Do it now.
Okay.
But listen to this. Everything you hear is Dan. And this was recorded live in the London Tunnel. To this all day.
This is really weird because
you've heard this, right?
I know this.
It's had over 2 million views on YouTube. This, he's doing very, very well. And you know, as I said, I've not seen or really spoken to these guys for quite a few years, but they were
him with the hair, the long hair.
Yeah, that's him. They were a big part of my adolescence, and I love the fact that they're all doing so well, apart from Adam.
Oh, we don't know. Cause we don't know what Adam's doing.
No. Might be dead.
Mate, seriously.
There's always one.
It's always the basis. well, I hope he's not. This is great. Let's hope he's not.
There's a minute of this. Let's go for a minute.
All right.
Yeah. I knew he was talented. He used to build guitars at college.
Bloody hell, really?
Yeah, he used
that
to build and sell guitars. Like, talented guy. He lives in America now.
I was about to say, is he still here or not?
No, he's... I
do you reckon we can get him on, like, phone or something?
You know, I've tried. As I said, like, me old bandmates. The old band did well.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from Peg. Who the fuck knows? But anyway, that was this week's Show and Tell. Show and tell, 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 show and tell.
Tell it.
I told it.
You did. He played it as well.
I did.
Yeah. That's good, man. That's good. But seriously, try and get hold of the boys because it would be good to, you know, even if we can have a quick chat of them on the podcast, maybe in a couple of weeks' time or something.
Right.
But they're amazing.
No, I know. But
I don't have...
You don't ask me to call any other of my friends, but now you know my mates are talented. One's a comedian.
I want a word.
One's a brilliant hang drum player. You want to have words? Fuck off.
Some of my best mates from school, you know, have turned into IT gurus and such and designers. So audibly, it doesn't really work.
Anyway, are we done?
Well, I've got the news to do. Well, they're not news. It's the not news, obviously.
Oh, but... really? Nah, you know what? After your news earlier on.
All right, fine.
So there you go. That's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. All technology is failing around me.
It's going off.
My computer's crashing. What's going on?
Wouldn't find
yours
that.
Is going off.
It's nothing to do with mine. It's nothing to do with mine. Oh. Thank you very much. It's you.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for tuning in week and supporting us once again.
Yes, thank you.
You can find us online at Twitter. You can talk to us through that.
Yep.
On Facebook. At WCWSWP, that's all you need.
Yeah, just search for it, mate. It's all right.
So there you go.
You got anything planned for the end of this week?
This week?
Coming towards the end of June, mate. It's the end of the first half of the year.
No, I haven't.
Half the year, gone.
No, nothing planned.
No?
You?
No, not really. No. It's been a... I was going to say, it's been a busy month. Ooh. It has. It's been another busy month.
A busy June.
Yeah, a busy June.
It's not going to be the name of the show.
No, it's not. No, no.
Oh. Wow.
There we
on
go.
That
then.
Climb. You're dropping them tonight.
What do you think
I'm
dropping them tonight?
I got news, but I can't tell you. Doing anything this week?
No, not really.
Anyway,
well, I am, but I can't tell you about it.
That's the end of the bloody podcast.
Right, time to say goodbye.
Yeah, in a lullaby form. Here you go. Thank you.